Matthew 24:12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. 2017 has had a demonic start to it. Let's look at this compilation of all that has transpired day by day this year. CNN, in its manipulation via the media, uses a screenshot from Fallout 4 to show how Russians hack things. On January 2nd, famous gospel singer Kim Burrell is attacked after preaching a sermon on the sin of homosexuality, because after all, God forbid that you call sodomy a sin in today's Christian realm. On January 2nd, we also see that a teen boy allegedly kills a 16-year-old Maryland girl and wounds her mother before turning the gun on himself. We wake up the next morning on January 3rd to see that a homeless man confesses to killing his older Bronx lover, planned to fry his private parts up and eat it. That very same day, arrests were actually made in the horrendous sexual assault on a one-year-old girl. The next day on January 4th, Fox reported a demon sighting picture that goes viral on Facebook. And if that isn't bad enough, on January 4th, Fox Comedy features a 6-year-old trans boy wearing bondage gag. Folks, new year, same old deceptions. And before those in the church start screaming, oh, look at how the media is brainwashing people, because they absolutely are, but look at this. A pastor is charged with rape of a 15-year-old girl, a 64-year-old church leader, caught in a compromising position in his vehicle. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil. When the scriptures tell you that, it's because all of what you see in this world conditions you to accept sin and conditions your mind and conditions you to justify sin. And as we progress in this video, you will see the wickedness of this world in display like never before. January 5th, Japanese company replaces office workers with artificial intelligence. That is the biggest threat to the workforce in America and around the world. January 5th, we see a Chicago torture, a Facebook Live video that leads to 4 arrests. They tortured this man and they horrendously posted it on Facebook Live. The love of many is growing cold. That same day, January 5th, this is just a few days into the year, folks. Wisconsin man arrested for allegedly locking woman in a wooden box. That very same day, Maybelline debuts its first ever male ambassador, Manny Gutierrez. The deception just keeps on coming. That same day, January 5th, judge booted from bench after allegedly offering plea deals for sex. Even in the justice system, you have no justice. But Jesus is coming soon, and he will truly hand out justice. That same day, January 5th, it was a very busy day, folks. Fast radio burst. Scientists find the source of the most mysterious message in the universe. The 18 signals that have been made a complete mystery to scientists since they were first heard in 2007. The agenda continues, folks. January 6th, at least 5 dead, 8 hospitalized after a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport.
The surveillance video obtained by the website TMZ. It shows Esteban Santiago Ruiz reaching into his waistband, pulling out a gun, and firing the first 3 shots in his rampage.
January 6th, that very same day, Watchdrop Group ranks U.S. among top 12 in persecution of Christians around the world. But the scriptures tell you that if they persecuted Jesus, they will persecute you. You're not greater than your master. January 7th, a mother is charged with capital murder after allegedly stabbing her 5-year-old daughter to death. Parents abusing their children. Parents destroying their children. The love of many is growing cold. January 8th, DA says teen killed as part of mom's rape murder fantasy with boyfriend. What is going on around this world? 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. January 9th, 83-year-old man walking home in the Bronx attacked by muggers. reports his wife. January 9th, manhunt grips Orlando as police search for the suspect in an officer's shooting. That very same day, we're treated to more abomination when Ryan Reynolds and Andrew Garfield, they actually kiss, and according to them, an inspiring superhero-themed fan art. And then L'Oreal and Hari Neff take the latest groundbreaking steps for transgender models. The transgender models continue to be in the rise in the makeup industry. Folks, it's gonna get worse. The scriptures warn us that the last days will be as the days of Lot, and we're witnessing right before our very eyes. On the 10th of January, dad saves daughter as Muslims' rape frenzy plagues Germany. Islam is demonic, folks. January 11th, $5 million bond for parents of Ohio girl found dead at restaurant. While this world is murdering children at a rate that is alarming, they have no problems protecting robots, because robots is their future. Robot kill switches and legal status. MEPs endorse AI proposal. January 12th. January 12th, illegal immigrant suspected of sexually assaulting a 5-year-old in California. January 13th, baby kidnapped from hospital in 1998 found alive. Praise God for that. Such a great thing that that child was found and now reunited with his family. Texas deputy had sex with dog, possessed child porn, officials say. January 13th. Folks, this world depends on the justice system for justice, but we've just seen a police officer committing unjust acts. We've talked about a judge committing immoral acts. The only true justice that you will find is in Jesus Christ. Stay firm in the word. January 13th, exorcist died from a fall after a possessed child spoke to him and he was pushed over by an invisible force, CIA agents claim. You see, the Catholic Church tries to cast out demons with demons. That just doesn't work. January 13th, mom of three shot after answering knock at the door. You can't even answer your door nowadays, folks. If someone knocks on your door, please look through a window, please look through some other method, but be careful. Evil is on the run. That same day, January 13th, and folks, we're a few minutes into this video, and this is just what's reported in the news. Consider what's not reported in the news. This world is becoming wicked, wicked, wicked. January 13th, 7 Arabs held Swedish woman as sex slave. January 14th, woman shot by police officers after officers find 3 bodies at her home. January 15th, we just spoke about how they're protecting robots and they're developing laws to protect transhumanism. While these creepy 3D masks prove they were closer to Westworld than you think. January 17th and 18th, Anonymous warns Trump, you will regret the next 4 years. That very same day, father, machete victim had 46 cuts on her head alone. Amazing. Your children are no longer safe anywhere they go. January 18th, CNN reported, assassinating Trump could keep Obama administration in power. Talk about subliminally manipulating people to do things that they want to be done. That very same day, it's reported that hyperinflation renders Venezuela a nation of broke millionaires. January 19th, first cash, now India could ditch card payments by 2020. A cashless society is coming. 2 Timothy 3, we'll now move to verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Are we seeing this in the end times? Are we seeing this in our times? The answer is yes. In January 19th, a Minnesota man murdered wife after searching dark web for hitmen, prosecutors say. Lovers of their own self, how selfish can you be? And then we see, January 19th, that a man is actually raped at knife point by a 17-year-old girl who now faces life imprisonment. It's no longer men anymore, folks. The demons are on the loose. Of course, January 20th, what's hitting the news the most is the Trump inauguration. Followed by all of the Trump inauguration, we have the Trump protest all over the world. That same day, January 20th, CBS New York is reporting, teen sets man sleeping on subway ablaze, looks on laughing. Burns a man alive and then just laughs about it, like nothing. January 21st, the protests continue. At 2.6 million strong, women's marches crush expectations. In these women marches, you heard things from Madonna about blowing up the White House. If any of us said that, we would be arrested. January 22nd, Christian street evangelists met with anger, spat on as women's march on Washington. January 23rd, a Florida pastor was forced to flee naked after parishioners find him in bed with wife. And if you see this pastor, the church accepted him back like nothing. There's no standard of holiness anymore. No standard of holiness anymore. We just read, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. And this trend continues. On the 24th of January, organisms created with synthetic DNA paved the way for entirely new life forms. We spoke earlier on how the last days will be as the days of Lot. Well, the days of Noah are also mentioned as an example of what the last days will look like. And what happened in the days of Noah? Genesis 6. Fallen angels are here. Fallen angels are carrying out their plan. They're just doing it via technology. Wake up. January 24th, Billings woman is charged with beheading, dismembering, and scattering boyfriend's body parts. You can't make these things up. January 25th, a Texas teacher allegedly paid student to keep relationship quiet. And if you see any skip in dates, it's because of the fact that not every day have I been able to keep track of this. January 26th, the genetically modified cyborg dragonflies that can be remotely controlled to spy on people. Stuff that you would see on sci-fi movies is coming into reality right before your very eyes. As if that isn't bad enough. January 27th, it's reported that Earth is gifted with the very first pig-human embryo thanks to science. Can you see how they reword abominations and make them look as a good thing? Abominations on the rise. As the days of Noah. It is reported between January 28th and January 30th that Trump is signing an executive order to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of America. And the world goes bananas. January 29th, amid protest and confusion, Trump defends executive order. This is not a Muslim ban, he says. January 30th, Boy Scouts will allow transgender children into programs. There was once upon a time that you can enroll your child in a Boy Scout group that would learn how to tie nice knots, that would learn how to tie nice things, build a little fire here and there. Not anymore. January 30th. Life is just one big hologram, it's reported in RT. New study suggests that we live in a 2D universe. More Gnosticism for you. That same day, Trump fires acting U.S. Attorney General Yates. White House says she betrayed the Department of Justice. January 31st, feeling peckish? Researchers find 195 million-year-old dinosaur rib bones with perfectly preserved proteins in them. This baffles them, of course, as according to them, we're nothing more than descendants from apes. And they can defend everything by saying millions and millions and millions of years ago. But as they go back, all they find is that the scriptures were right all along. February 1st starts with much of the same, when a teacher did a cartwheel in front of a class without any underwear. You send your children to learn a lesson in school? Not anymore. What they're learning is perversions. That very same day, mother of one teacher, 28, at school for children with behavioral problems, had an 8-month affair with a student who was 16 and said she was her future wife. Perversions. That very same day, of course, you don't want to offend transgenders, so BMA warns against calling pregnant women expectant mothers, as it may offend intersex men. It's amazing. The scripture warns us of a day where evil will be called good. Good will be called evil. We're living in those days, and we haven't seen the worst yet. February 2nd, North Carolina man with scabies arrested after sex act at Bed Bath & Beyond. February 6th. And if you see that we skip some dates, some days we weren't able to keep track of this, but Pence comes out in support of Trump's decision to retain Obama order on homosexual and transgender protections. This right here I was sad about. Absolutely sad. This man claims to be a disciple of Christ, yet what we see is not good. February 7th, child serial rapist is real-life boogeyman. They found 1,000 pairs of soiled little girls' underwears in his home. Folks, you don't know who you live next to nowadays. Guard your children. And there are many of you that when I say that, you'll say, oh, you're overprotective. Well, when you have kids, you raise them however you want to raise them. But I can assure you that you better guard your children. That same day, a preacher locked up, charged with hate crime for quoting Bible to a gay teen. The good will be called bad, the bad will be called good. And then all of a sudden, in something that you can only find in a Hollywood type of a script, a soccer ball is recovered from an ill-fated shuttle Challenger flown to space station. What are the odds of that? February 7th, men's barbershop settles with gender queen, woman who sued for being denied a haircut. February 7th, a mother was charged with abusing her 4-year-old child, a son, after broadcasting it live online. What are these people thinking? 2 Timothy, we read verses 1 and 2. Let's go to verse 3. Without natural affection. Without natural affection. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despise of those that are good. We're in those days. We're in those perilous times, folks. February 8th. Was Buffalo mom jailed over a homeschooling decision? So you see, in schools, teachers can do cartwheels without underwears, teachers can abuse children, and that's okay. But the moment a mother wants to homeschool her child, they end up in jail. Teachers don't end up in jail. They can move from district to district, find new jobs, remake their careers. But parents who decide to homeschool their children, they're persecuted. February 8th, Steve Bannon believes the apocalypse is coming and war is inevitable. February 9th, man accused of targeting seniors in robbery, sexual assault in Long Beach. Not even your elderly people are safe. No respect. That same day, Woodbury bus aide charged with inappropriately touching 6 girls under age of 5. That man deserves a butt whooping. But of course, nowadays anything is labeled a mental illness. He'll say he's depressed, he'll say he's anxious, and that he just didn't know what he was doing, and he'll be released. Because sin has been called nothing more than a bad behavior and a mental illness, and sin is being watered down while holiness is being persecuted. February 9th, Katie Couric's Nat Geo Gender Revolution ignores critics who say transgender agenda harms kids. February 9th, cops heard the rumors. Their worst nightmares are realized when they see their kids' arms. These parents were doing horrible things to their children, injecting them with heroin. Heroin. February 9th, and this is older news, but it was updated on February 9th. Sony has officially patented a contact lens that will essentially be a DVR of your eyes. Everything you do, everything you contact, everyone you talk to, recorded in your eyes. And you'll be able to pause it, play it, record it, delete it in your home. February 12th, Burger King announced in Jerusalem, in Israel, mind you, an adult's toy meal. You know how we have a kid's meal at McDonald's? Well, Burger King took it a step further. February 14th, we see Flynn's resignation doesn't end as controversy surrounds the White House. What a tumultuous 2 months has been for the White House. On February 14th, that same day, autopsy reveals that a 7-year-old suffered 20 gunshot wounds in her own home in a drive-by shooting. Sad moments in this country. That same day, a man accused of engaging in acts inappropriate with a dog turns himself in. We just mentioned unnatural affections, didn't we not? About perilous times that are coming? Well, there you go. That same day, teachers in school were called playing bleep Mary kill game about students. These things are allowed in school. Are these teachers headed to jail? No, they're just reprimanded. Meanwhile, all of this is happening. The economy is giving you signs that we're in a bubble that is going to be popping very soon. Warren Buffett just dropped Walmart and signaled the death of retail as we know it. 15th of February, pastors fight back over the NFL bathroom threat. Daytona veteran beaten up for trying to save turtle's life, police say. Not even your animals are safe. This was on February 15th. That same day, child sex abuse ringleader trapped, convicted, and jails. 47 boys aged 7 to 15 victimized in network's online activities. February 16th, preschool teacher charged with sex assault of 3-year-old. It just doesn't stop. That same day, missing teenage girls found slain on Indiana hiking trail. Photo of man spotted in the area released. First and foremost, we gotta pray for this family. They must be suffering. But what on earth were these two little girls hiking by themselves? What were their parents thinking of letting him even do that? Folks, we're not in those days that you can let your kids outside and do whatever they want. Guard your children. And in odd news on that same day, 13 pounds of horse genitals concealed in a woman's luggage claimed it was for medicinal purposes. Could it be for Santeria? Could it be for some sort of witchcraft? I don't know. But as you can see by the picture of the lady and the newscaster, she was disgusted. That same day, Christian University in Texas opens up a prayer room for Muslim students. Oh, how kind are they? Oh, how kind. I'm telling you, folks, Christianity nowadays is just by name and name alone. That same day, as if it couldn't be enough, Richland florist discriminated against gay couple by refusing service, the state Supreme Court rules. And what happens? More money. February 18th, high school volunteer volleyball coach arrested for allegedly sexual relationship with a 15-year-old. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Are you hearing what I'm saying here, folks? Wickedness is abounding. On the 21st of February, neurosurgeon gets life in prison for botched surgeries. February 22nd, Monster X USA gymnastics doctor charged with sexual assault. This is a man that they viewed as a hero, you know? Ex-USA gymnastics doctor, and what he did to these women, what he did to these girls, what a nasty man. February 22nd, Kill Some Jews tweet gets Texas preschool teacher fired. February 22nd, NASA just found a solar system with 7 Earth-like planets, just as they found that soccer ball flying in the air out of nowhere. That same day, woman caught having sexual act with a dog after her graphic video appears online. What is wrong with these humans, man? What is wrong with these people? That same day, polygamous man accused of plotting with 3 wives to kill teen that he sexually abused. That same day, we were treated to 24 things that nobody knows better than Trump.
Nobody can do it like me. Nobody. Nobody can do it like me. Honestly.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Nobody's better to people with disabilities than me.
Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
There's nobody more pro-Israel than I am.
There's nobody more conservative than me.
There's nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump.
Nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me.
And nobody even understands it but me. It's called devaluation.
The sale of the uranium, that nobody knows what it means. I know what it means.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
Nobody knows the game better than I do.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better than me.
Nobody knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
Nobody knows more about debt than I do.
Nobody knows the system.
A man at Walmart that same day, sword-wielding felon threatens Walmart customers in parking lot. He was swinging his sword left and right. He thought he was a knight or something. February 26th, man sentenced for cutting off woman's finger and drinking her blood in Juggalo ritual. February 27th, Arizona Wildcats Mike King Johnson to make NCAA history as first openly gay football scholarship player. Isn't it amazing how all this stuff is praised? February 27th, hunt for a level 3 sex offender charged with impregnating Twin Cities preteen girl. The sexual assaults just keep on ramping up. Your kids aren't safe. Even my chihuahua ain't safe, man. I gotta be protecting my chihuahua from these crazy people, man. No one's safe anymore. No one is safe. In Barcelona, they opened up an actual brothel involving dolls. February 27th, Cadu Animal Shelter employee accused of abusing a dog sexually. February 28th, Frasier woman killed husband after arguing over burnt casserole. For crying out loud, man, you should have just eaten out. These people arguing over burnt casserole and they end up killing each other. I mean, she ends up killing her husband. February 28th, Disney at it again with its agenda. Disney airs its first ever gay cartoon kiss for everyone to see. February 28th, that very same day, male teacher claims he was kidnapped, drugged, and abused by four female sperm bandits suspected of being behind a number of bizarre attacks. As I mentioned to you, it's no longer just men doing this. The abuses, the abominations, they're just rampant all around the world. We read 2 Timothy 3, 1-3. Let's go to verse 4. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. We've described to you from people who love themselves only, who are covetous, who are boasters, proud, who are blasphemers, unthankful, unholy, no natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinence, fierce, despiser of those that are good. Are we not seeing that in the lawsuits about, hey, this bakery doesn't want to bake me this cake, so hey, they despise that is good. But now we're witnessing traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures of themselves more than lovers of God. It continues. A man was beaten to death on March 1st over a $1.14 in an Oakland park. $1.14, folks. That same day, an individual tried to suck on a woman's toes, and he was arrested because he tried to do so without her permission. These people are disgusting, man. He didn't even know where these toes were that day. You understand? She could be wearing flip-flops. Nasty. March 2nd, we have Lecrae. Lecrae speaks to Sway about white evangelism and Hot 97 about Chance the Rapper. Folks, we've talked about Lecrae many times. I don't know when these churches are going to wake up on Lecrae. This man needs your prayers. He's not the Lecrae that you knew 3, 4, 5 years ago. This is a different man. This is a man who asked Lot, who set his tent towards Sodom. Lecrae set his tent towards Sodom. And very similar to Lot, who ended up in Sodom, Lecrae is in Sodom right now. You gotta pray for this man, because he is deceiving a lot of these Christian hip-hoppers who are now falling for the things of the world. Look at how he talks about Kanye. Look at how he talks about all of these worldly secular artists. He praises them. But when it comes to anything having to do with the church, he criticizes it. How about you start criticizing the world that you're in right now? Oh, I'm sorry, you can't, because if not, you won't land these interviews. But I digress. That very same day, after kindergarten teacher used Ouija board in class, an outraged mom says son is having nightmares. In school, they use the Ouija board.
Well, Joyce, the teacher here at Zablocki Elementary was removed from her classroom at the end of the school day today, and we talked with her at her home.
A kindergarten teacher at Zablocki Elementary is removed from her class today, apparently after story time, for using a Ouija board in front of her students last week. We stopped by her home to get her response.
Just wanted to get your side of the story.
I know, I'm sorry. I know. I guess not what it seems, so.
The teacher was put on leave after a parent reached out to school leaders upset by what her 5-year-old son was exposed to while at school Friday. The child told his mother his teacher turned off the lights, pulled out a Ouija board, and started talking about scary stories and spirits. Tonight, she's still not revealing her identity, but is satisfied with the school's response.
I'm happy that she's being investigated. Maybe she'll think twice before doing something in the future.
Aware of the backlash she's receiving online for speaking up, she says she's only protecting her son.
I feel like what I did for my child was the right thing. Everyone is entitled to their opinion.
Now, in an email response to this mother, the teacher says that the Ouija board had been in her classroom since October, and the kids constantly talked about it, so she took it out. She says they only talked about scary stories, never about spirits. We're live in Milwaukee tonight. Christina Palladino, WISN 12 News.
And you've heard of Fitbit that you can actually put on your hand and do exercise? Well, they now have it for your private parts. Think about how depraved this world is becoming. And in economic news on March the 3rd, for the first time, Bitcoin is more valuable than gold. March 5th, experts baffled as robots send to clean up Fukushima nuclear site keep dying. We've destroyed this world. We've destroyed this world. Not even a robot can withstand the nuclear activity in that location. March 5th, Israel gives the green light to decriminalize marijuana use. Israel. But is anybody in the church rebuking Israel for doing this? Nope. March 5th, Comey asks Justice Department to reject Trump's wiretapping claim. March 6th, India human sacrificed, arrest over 10-year-old's death. Witchcraft, folks. New age witchcraft. And March 6th, something that I think it's a good thing that Trump was doing. Planned Parenthood rejects Trump's proposal to stop abortion services. I hope he goes through with this and he defunds Planned Parenthood. March 6th, man suffers fatal heart attack after catching one of the rarest creatures in Pokemon Go, report says. You don't know what you're dealing with these Pokemon characters, man. These are demons, man. And then March 7th, Kathy Anthony, this woman is a vile, vile person, discusses murder case for the first time since her acquittal. And this is what she says, right? She says that she can sleep very well at night. Even if you were innocent, how could you sleep very well at night knowing that your child is no longer with you? But these are narcissistic people. What we're dealing with now in this world are a people that have openly accepted the demonic. That same day, a couple who call themselves Bonnie and Clyde arrested in broad daylight, slain in East Oak Cliff. These people boasted about shooting a person on Facebook and slaying a 19-year-old man. March 8, a Boy Scout leader charged with raping teen scout. After all, you want to allow anyone to teach a Boy Scout class anymore? You want to allow all of that stuff? Well, this is the end result. You end up with wickedness, and you end up with individuals who claim to be Boy Scout leaders who are abusing your children. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. March 8th, WikiLeaks unveils Vault 7, where they tell you about what the CIA has been doing to you. And of course, this is only confirming what people already knew. March 9th, claims of sex orgies, prostitution, and porn videos shake Catholic Church in Italy. Once again, it's simply confirming what we've all said for a very long time. On March 9th, human trafficking victim forced to get plastic surgery, tattoo, police say. The pimp tells victim, you can leave whenever you want, but then threatens to kill her. That same day, man fatally shot in the land, suspected gunman in custody, police say. March 9th, Marines had swapped nude photos of female soldiers since last May. The wickedness is insane, and these were pictures of females taking showers, which were taken without their consent. Sad moments. As I mentioned, people depend on the military, on judges, on cops, on teachers to provide justice, right? Oh, they're just people. Listen, man, trust in God and God alone. Don't trust in man. March 10, Reza Aslan eats human brain on new CNN show, Believer. Insane, folks. Insane. Cannibalism on live TV. March 10th, a lawsuit filed after teen allegedly forced to have sex with over 1,000 men over 2 years. Human trafficking in America. March 10, St. Patrick's Parade organizers will allow gay vets to march. On this very same day, even tourists are not safe because the US warned spring breakers, Bohemian jet ski and scooter operators have sexually assaulted tourists. And of course, a transgender pastor is preaching the gospel, according to him, opposing Texas bathroom bill, and he says that God is transgender. But people with itchy ears will hear that. Because nowadays, if you love false teachings, you'll find a pastor for just about everything. And today, March 11th, Disney's Le Few, too gay for some and not gay enough for others. It's never enough. It's never enough. The wickedness is never enough. Folks, Luke 13:24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Why are we discussing this topic? I plan on making these updates every quarter. Because we miss a lot of this news sometimes. And if this is just what's reported, imagine the serial murderers out there, the serial rapists out there, the witchcraft, the witches that pretend to be teachers, all of these things that are happening to your children that goes unreported. Folks, now more than ever, I ask you to guard your families. I ask you to seek Jesus Christ. And I ask you to strive to enter the straight gate. For I say unto you, for the scripture says, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. The scriptures warned us that the last days are going to be as the days of Noah. Imagine the people that were left outside of the ark. Oh, they saw the ark being built, but they mocked Noah. They made fun of Noah. They made fun of the fact that he was being obedient to his God. But a moment is coming when the ark's door is going to close, and many will seek to enter in and shall not be able to enter in. Don't allow you or your family to be part of that statistic. I love you. I care for you. Share this with a brother or sister in the Lord. Share this with somebody who's still blinded by the idea that we're living in such a great world. This world is heading downhill fast. Revelation 18:5, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. One day, God will provide justice. Until then, stay in prayer. Do not allow the things of this world to cause you to act in anger, in rage. No. You act in the Spirit of God. I love you. God bless you. Remember our website. We're there for you always. You can download these videos there for free always, and you can submit prayer requests there as well. May God bless you. And the Bible verses used in these videos will be on the link below this video. On the More Information tab, I'll have a Bible Gateway link on there for you. God bless. Thanks for watching.